You ever had a life-dangling lesson?
You mean a close call?
I mean where you dangle for a while and think about life.
A life-dangling lesson?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was up on a roof and I slipped and I would have broken my neck except a nail caught my pants and left me hanging upside down.
Did you think about your life?
No, I just thought about how stupid I was.
Well, that was a lesson.
Stupidity is a good teacher.
What happened to me? I was skiing. It started snowing. I couldn't see, and I went off the trail and over a cliff.
Over a cliff?
A pine tree caught me. I was hanging upside down.
Couldn't you unhook your skis?
I could, but if I did, I'd fall head first into the rocks below.
So you were dangling.
I was. And I was thinking, either I'm going to freeze to death or break my neck.
Were there any wolves?
Wolves?
Wolves would make it more of a challenge.
It was challenging enough. I was like 40 feet from the ground hanging upside down.
So what'd you think about?
Unconditional love.
You were thinking about what?
Yeah, you know, to love someone unconditionally.
You were thinking about that hanging upside down.
I was thinking how unattainable it is.
To love everyone.
No, just someone.
Unconditionally.
Yeah, how impossible it is.
Not if you're a dog.
Well, that's true.
For a dog, it's easy.
But for a human, unconditional love, forget it.
Unless you're a Buddha or a saint or something.
Yeah, but who is?
So that's what you learned, dangling upside down?
No, I started thinking about loving kindness.
Is that a kind of lovingness?
No, it's a kind of kindness.
Be kind to someone.
Be kind to everything.
To everyone.
To everything.
Like what?
Trees, rocks, clouds, the air, the sky, the moon.
People?
Of course.
Kindness to everything.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
That is possible.
That is a noble thought.
Anyone can do it.
And now you're kind to everyone.
I try to be.
To everyone and everything.
I try my best.
You learned that, dangling upside down.
I did.
How'd you get down from the tree?
A dog found me.
Really?
The ski patrol, they found me.
Was it a St. Bernard with a barrel of rum?
No, it was an Irish setter with a pint of scotch.
You were lucky.
I was.
Nothing broken?
No bones, just my ego.
Well, I'll drink to that.
To what? A broken ego?
No, to kindness.
To kindness.